Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wanen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now here's Andrew.
So here's Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. In verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. If you go back to the first part of this chapter, you'll find out that He's already abounded towards us in wisdom. So actually, He's already given us wisdom. We just have to appropriate it. It's all there. We just have to stir it up and activate it. And then He says in verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. His inheritance is in the saints. It's not out there. If you had to replace, if for some reason or another, what you have in Christ when you get born again could be stolen or evaporate, and if it had to be replaced, it would bankrupt heaven to replace what's on the inside of you. The glory of God indwells every born-again believer. The riches of the glory of His inheritance is in the saints. What is inside of us right here makes what's in heaven pale in comparison. The glory of God is in us. It's not out there someplace. It's in us. And then He says in verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to, the word according to means to the proportion of or to the degree of the working of His mighty power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world to come, and has given us all of His power. And we are His body. All of this is under our feet. This says that He's praying that God would open up our eyes to help us see the exceeding greatness of His power towards us, the same power that He used when He raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You have raising from the dead power on the inside of you. And yet the average Christian approaches their problem as if we are nothing, we have nothing, we can do nothing. Oh God, we are nothing. Would You please move? That is a total disrespect for everything that Jesus accomplished, everything that He said that He placed on the inside of you. Somebody says, well, even Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 4, that without Me you can do nothing. Well, I agree with that. I agree that without Jesus I can do nothing. But what I'm saying is I am not without Jesus. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. And for me to just stand here and say, I am nothing and I can do nothing, period, and not qualify it and say, in my flesh, in my natural self, I can't do anything, but in my spirit, I can do all things through Christ. For me to just say I can do nothing is an absolute lie and a denial of who I am in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we have been given the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That ought to be enough for your hangnail. That ought to be enough for your headache. That ought to be enough for the little piddling things that people are just feeling like is overwhelming them and coming against them. I'm telling you, one of the reasons we don't see the power of God manifest is because we don't really believe that God has already done it. We believe we've got to do something to get Him to move. But God gave you His power. And if you aren't seeing the power of God manifest, it's not because God hasn't moved, it's because you haven't moved. You haven't moved in faith. You haven't taken your authority. You're still talking to God about your problem instead of speaking to your mountain and commanding it to be removed and be cast into the sea. You have to resist the devil. You have to take authority and speak against this thing. Amen. I'm preaching better than you're listening. Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize we've already got it. Oh God, I'm sad. Would you please touch me and do something? God said in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. You've already got love, joy, and peace. If you don't feel joy, then your feelings are wrong. And you just start building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in tongues. That's what the Bible says in Jude chapter 1, verse 20. It says, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And then the next verse says, keep yourself in the love of God. People come all the time and, oh God, would you please just pour out your love? Would you please make me love you? Would you make me do something? It says, you keep yourself in the love of God. You stir yourself up. Build yourself up. If you don't stir yourself up, you're going to sink to the bottom. You stir yourself up by speaking in tongues. When you start speaking in tongues, your spirit is the part of you that's praying, the part of you that has love, joy, and peace, and all of these things. And you, when you speak in tongues, it's just like flipping a switch. You turn on this dynamo that's on the inside of you. It says in Isaiah chapter 28 that this is the rest and this is the refreshing wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. If you're weary, if you're discouraged, and if you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I have no pity for you. All you got to do is start speaking in tongues, and this is the rest and this is the refreshing. It'll cause you to be built up. You've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's some of you in here that have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you hadn't spoken in tongues in years. And you're depressed and discouraged and you're praying and asking God to touch you and wondering what's wrong. And He's given you all of this power and you aren't using it. You don't speak in tongues. You don't build yourself up on your most holy faith. You don't keep yourself in the love of God. You just run to people and let people pray for you. And you let people lay hands on you and do things and they can lay hands on you so they rub all the hair off the top of your head, and you aren't going to have any power or victory until you start releasing what's on the inside of you. You know, this is one of the reasons that I am just so excited about our Bible college and where I am in life, because we are teaching these things to our students, and our students are getting stirred up, and they are going out and they are raising the dead. Did you know we've got now, I forget, but we've got, at least three or four of our Bible college directors that have raised people from the dead. I was joking and telling them, I said, it's going to have to be one of the requirements to be a Bible college director. You got to raise people from the dead. That wouldn't be bad. But you know what? It's so exciting to see people that come in and they get hold of this and they go out and they start fighting and resisting and taking their authority. And they're seeing the power of God, and we're seeing nations changed. I mean, nations are being changed. I won't take the time. I probably shouldn't. I won't take the time. I'll talk about it a long time. But I've got a chance to change an entire nation. We have met with the president and the first lady, and we're seeing an entire nation change. Millions of people change because of people that have got hold of this truth, and they're going out, and we're seeing miracles and miracles and miracles happen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's not time for us to plead with God more, to get another 100,000 people to agree and pray. If one person in here got hold of what I'm trying to say, and if you realized you had the raising from the dead power on the inside of you, and if you got hold of that truth and wouldn't let go of it, and I can guarantee you Satan will try and make you let go of this. He'll try and choke this out of you. But if you got hold of this and nurtured it and renewed your mind and started walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, you would have all of the revival you could handle. You would see transformation. You would see miracle upon miracle. It doesn't take 100,000 people. It just takes one person filled with the power of the Holy Ghost to see some things happen. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we've got it. God's done more for us than what we've ever appropriated. Most of us are living a very, very sub-normal Christian life. And we're begging God to do things that He's already done. It says in Romans chapter 8, I believe it's verse 18, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It didn't say the glory that shall be revealed to us. When we all get to heaven, then we're going to be overwhelmed. I believe what's going to happen is when we get to heaven, we get a renewed mind and we find out that we had the same power on the inside of us that raised Christ from the dead, and we allowed sickness and disease and depression and hurt and pain and all of these things to go on, we are going to be kicking ourselves. This is why the Lord's going to have to wipe tears away from our eyes. Not because we all limped into heaven and just barely made it. It's going to be because we're going to know all things as also we're known. And we're going to say, God, you mean I was begging for this and this and this, and you had already done it, and I live my whole life oppressed by the devil? I have people come up to me in these lines all of the time, and they will tell me what's wrong with them. And they'll mention 15, 20 things that are wrong with them. And sometimes I'll just say, why did you let this happen? And people will look at me like, I didn't do anything to let this happen. I didn't want this. I didn't ask for this. But you know what? Most people don't believe they have anything to do. So if they have a pain, they just go to the doctor and let the doctor treat it. And then they get another pain. They let the doctor treat that. They don't resist. They don't fight. They don't stand up and do anything. And whether you realize it or not, we just allow the devil to walk all over us. And we're the ones with this raising from the dead power on the inside of us. There is zero reason for us to be sick and poor and have all of the problems that we've got. The only justification for it is our ignorance. And I'm taking that justification away from you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This five-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to join with me and help get this gospel out to the world. You know, if these radio programs have been a blessing to you, then I would encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, it's only our partners that enable us to do what we do. There's lots of people that give to cover the cost of materials that they get. There's people that give one time. But if it wasn't for our monthly partners, we would not be able to minister the way we do. And this is scriptural. The Bible says that if you've been fed spiritually, that you should give back financially. So I encourage you, if you've been blessed by this radio ministry, to pray about becoming a partner with us, and then call today and join up and become a Gospel Truth partner.